WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians grow fewer and fewer and fewer.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This is Chris Earle, the host of Time Travel on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. This Friday at 8, this is very exciting. Edward Buchard, a friend of mine and also a WMFO DJ, he is going back. He's time traveling himself. He's going to November 11th, 1967 on his Tears of the Gods sound collage. An entire episode of 23-year WMFO DJ Hank Fonce's WGBH jazz radio show, Real New Orleans, wrapped up in Billboard radio hits from 1967. You'll hear hits, in particular singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in May 1967.
Freak songs.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play.
Hi, this is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
And wouldn't you know, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another.
Start your computations for Time Warp.
She always talked about the gods. She had a direct line with the gods. You've been selected by the gods, she told me. Okay, babe, let's make it then.
Time machine.
Good evening. This is Hank Fonce with New Orleans Jazz. And that's Louis Nelson's trombone, leading things off for Dee Dee Pierce's band down in the heart of the French Quarter during the spring of 1966. In another minute or so, the clarinet of George Louis will take over before Dee Dee's highly talented wife, Billy Pierce, renders one of her deep down vocals. Billy's also on piano here. Narv Kimball's on banjo, Chester Zadis on string bass, and Cy E. Frazier on drums. Dee Dee himself will be along to lead the way on cornet right after Billy's vocal. Here's that Lonesome Road.
Lonesome Road.
And his New Orleans Jazz Band at Preservation Hall on St. Peter Street, New Orleans, as recorded just about a year and a half ago. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, even radio shows originally broadcast decades ago. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and in this episode, I'm mixing you up a very special double time-traveling sound collage. It's going back to this week in November 1967. One of the most well-informed and wonderfully idiosyncratic WMFO shows I've ever enjoyed. It was called Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz. It was hosted by Hank Fonts for a total of 23 years here on our 91.5 FM airwaves. Hank started here on WMFO in 1975 after he had been at WGBH for 9 years. And this sound collage mixes in one of the 39-minute broadcasts he did there on November 11th, 1967, in its entirety, along with the top Billboard hits from that week and other songs from earlier in 1967 that you would still hear when you turned on your radio to listen to music. Because, you know, back then, if you wanted to listen to music without live musicians playing it for you, the choices most people had were either playing a vinyl record or turning on the radio. Hank Fonts was an eloquent and erudite man, an expert on New Orleans jazz, socialism, and weightlifting. His Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz program generally consisted of him reading excerpts from books and essays and then commenting on them and other issues that concerned him, plus playing jazz music, especially New Orleans-style jazz music. It was unlike anything I had ever heard before, and just an outstanding example of intelligent, high-quality, non-commercial freeform radio. After Hank passed away in 2013, at age 90, his fan and friend Ron Herault sent me high-quality archives of 4 episodes of Hank's Real New Orleans Jazz Music Show that originally aired on WGBH Radio in 1967 and 1968. We began this show with the first part from one of them, with Hank introducing the Dee Dee Pierce Band and That Lonesome Road, which was recorded in the spring of 1966, as Hank described. And then we heard the absolutely groundbreaking, earth-shaking Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, right off of his Are You Experienced album. My specific notion for this episode is to mix Hank's entire 39-minute WGBH radio program on New Orleans jazz music from Saturday, November 11th, 1967, up with a bunch of Billboard hits that would have been on the radio then, particularly the singles from Jimi Hendrix's debut album, Are You Experienced, which had been released in the summer of 1967 and was an immediate critical and commercial success. In fact, it's generally regarded as one of the greatest debuts in the history of rock music. Actually, it's just one of the greatest albums, period. His second album, Axis, Bold as Love, was released in December 1967. But we're not going to be hearing anything from that, because it wouldn't have been on the radio yet. Backing me up right now are Booker T and the MGs with their 1967 instrumental hit, Groovin'. So let's get going now with the rest of your sound collage party as we travel back to November 1967. Starting with the number 1, 2, and 3 Billboard hit singles for the second week of November 1967. Then, with a twist of the radio dial, we'll hear more real New Orleans jazz music from a 44-year-old Hank Fonce, who of course is speaking to us from 1967. So when he talks about last year, that's 1966. Here's Lulu with To Sir With Love, as we time travel back to 1967 with Hank Fonce here on WMFO in Medford.
But how do you think? tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die. That's when I die. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die.
The average age of the musicians in Dee Dee's band is approximately 65, which is typical of the men and women still sending out the truth down there. Dee Dee lost his eyesight about a dozen years ago, but neither this sad fact nor his 63 years prevent him from playing one of the truly great horns in town. On the blues, he has no superior, and for well over 30 years, he and his devoted wife, Billy, have been the chief dispensers of the classic blues in New Orleans. Billy, who just happens to put down the strongest foundation piano in the city, is a singer firmly in the tradition of Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, both of whom she worked with back in the 1920s. Yes, Billy Pierce today is one of the last remaining classic blues singers. She's about three-quarters Seminole Indian, and she left her native West Florida while in her early 20s, settling in New Orleans, where she met Dee Dee at a tough waterfront dive on Decatur Street, where their musical paths crossed one happy day so long ago. In January of 1961, the Pierces were recorded together at Jazzami Hall on North Robertson Street with just their drummer Albert Giles for accompaniment, as Billy offered a thought or two in regard to the land of her youth, going back to Florida. Thank you. Billy and Dee Dee Pierce, a husband and wife team who have long brightened up a lot of corners throughout the great musical city of New Orleans.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's have beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good.
Love. me stand next to your fire.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. We are time traveling back to 1967, cutting and mixing up an entire 39-minute WGBH radio program on New Orleans jazz music. From Saturday, November 11th, 1967, with Hank Fonce, who then came here to WMFO and was on our airwaves for a total of 23 years with his show, Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz. We began that set with the number 1, 2, and 3 Billboard hit singles for the second week of November 1967. That was Lulu with To Sir With Love, followed by Sam and Dave and Soul Man, and then Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him. And then, with a virtual twist of the radio dial and some static, we switched over to WGBH Radio and Hank Fonce's Real New Orleans Jazz Music Show, already in progress. As Hank described, we heard from Dee Dee and Billy Pierce going back to Florida, recorded in January of 1961 in New Orleans. And then another hit single from Jimi Hendrix's 1967 Are You Experienced album, Fire. Next up was Dusty Springfield and The Look of Love, followed by Neil Diamond and Kentucky Woman. Behind me right now, my ambiance are The Ventures with the theme from Hawaii Five-O. In the next set, we're going to start off with Jimi Hendrix playing the song through which he was recruited by Chaz Chandler, who had been bassist for the Animals and became Jimmy's manager and producer. Then we'll hear some more commentary from Hank Fonce and jazz music, followed by 1967 hits from The Doors and Stevie Wonder. Then some more Hank and jazz, and we'll finish the set off with some more 1967 hits from Aretha Franklin and Jimi Hendrix. and it all starts now. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that gun of yours?
Pina Bocage, who became 80 years old last July, has been a New Orleans musician since 1905. He's presently recuperating from an illness which put him into the hospital for a month. But he's not getting ready to retire from his musical activities, not by any means. He's working on a few compositions and toying with the idea of once again appearing on the streets of the city as a member of the Eureka Brass Band, in which he was still playing trumpet until quite recently. Pete was originally a violinist, on which instrument he stated the melody for those early Creole groups of downtown New Orleans. It was Peter Bocage who taught Bunk Johnson how to read music, and it was Bunk who first showed Pete a bit about cornet playing. Throughout his more than six decades as a musician, Peter Bocage has lent his considerable talents to the bands and orchestras of Billy Marrero, Bab Frank, Armin Perron, Oscar Celestin, and Sidney Bechet. He's also led his own Creole Serenaders for many years in New Orleans, the first colored group which ever performed on a radio station in that city. Pete has most frequently played trumpet all these decades, but he can still fill in very creditably on the violin, as well as on the valve trombone, the banjo, and the xylophone if need be. He's also written some of the finest music in the history of New Orleans. Peter Bocage is a man that the Crescent City can well be proud of. Pete's record session of December 1964 had him with a first-rate group of sidemen, including Louis Nelson on trombone, George Lewis on clarinet, Emmanuel Sales on banjo, a 90-year-old Papa John Joseph on string bass, and Cy Fraser on drums. Peter Bocage leads the way on trumpet with a tune called Breathe.
Thank you.
Bocage at San Jacinto Hall on Dumain Street, New Orleans, about 3 years ago.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Don't you know I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him? Oh, baby, I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him? Oh, baby, Jimmy was your sweetie pie, your precious one, and I knew you used to love the very girl he walked upon. One day, Jim Papa told him, we're looking down, and they packed up everything they owned and left this little old town. Each tear I dried for you, the closer our lives grew. I fell in love, it's true, and you say you love me too. But baby, I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you loved him? Ooh, baby, I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, a little more than you loved him, oh baby. The day you see his face again or hear his voice, I don't wanna be a loser if you have to make a choice. Like a puppet to a string, to you, girl, I'm attached, and I know I'd be in trouble if he came and took you back. I feel so insecure, in my mind I can picture losing you for sure.